roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Oh my God. Look at all these people here. We're back after three-month hiatus of laying around in our thongs and hammocks. And we're back here at Luna's Cafe in downtown Sacramento. Thank you guys for being here. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Are you ready to meet your contestants? Like, please welcome to stage first, Tyler Kinney. He's going to sit right there. And a first timer on the show, please welcome to stage Joey Stoltz. Joey! And a guy that's on every show, please welcome to stage Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Welcome. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello, Tyler.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You were on our 100th episode, I believe.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
So welcome back. Thank you for being here. Tyler, is that your real name, Tyler?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Why is that your name? Okay, thank you for being here. That's enough. Joey.
Hi.
How are you, Joey?
I feel pretty bad.
You feel pretty bad?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming anyway. Joey does stand-up comedy around town. He's shaking his head for the people that are listening at home. Thank you for being here, Joey. Joey Stoltz.
Thank you.
I realize I misspelled your last name.
Yeah.
That's
a regular.
Yeah. I spelled it with a Z. Stultz. It is actually Stuls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just thought I'd point that out. All right. And Jesse Jones. You can see we've got an on fire crowd tonight.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, we're not giving them a whole lot of. Not giving a whole lot of fuel.
That's true. I just touched.
We
my
gotta
nose,
light this fire.
We do.
Sorry about that.
Well, hey.
Well, hey, are you guys ready to light this fire then? Are you? I wasn't talking to you. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, let's light this fire like this.
There it is.
Like that. There we go. That's a sound effect we have. This first thing's called our primary question. Primary question applies to the three of you. This past month, I've been listening to a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons. It's a documentary-style podcast that attempts to track down Richard Simmons since disappearing over 3 years ago. In the most non-homophobic way possible, please tell me what you believe Richard Simmons, where he is.
I believe he's ascending to heaven with all the souls he saved.
Okay. Good.
And the rapture happened.
Just with this.
It was just like, you know, a couple of housewives in the 80s.
He has a really big following. Anyway, Joey, what do you think? Where do you think Richard Simmons is?
I don't think Richard Simmons is missing as much as he's in disguise in a Robert Barry suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, right. It's a person we know. It's a person we know.
Local reference.
Local references. As if our show goes further than
true.
The Sacramento region.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a good chance.
That's our reach. Yeah. Well, I believe that in a ritual as old as time, sensing that soon his final drop will be sweated away by irresistible high-energy, hip-shaking oldies, the current Simmons has set out on his journey in search of the next Simmons, who is predestined to succeed Richard once the spangly shorts of inspiration are too much for his current form to look any longer bare, and he is ultimately reshuffled back into the great deal-a-meal deck of eternity.
Very good, very good, very good.
Deep cuts.
Well, I'm glad we went quick with that one. Our actual first segment, it's called This Was Today Once, Tyler Kinney, on this date, 1978, Carl Wallenda of the Flying Wallendas dies after falling off a tightrope between two hotels in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Also on this very date, 1630, the Massachusetts Bay Colony outlaws the possession of cards, dice, and gaming tables.
How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem? The death of Carl Valenda and the outlaw of gambling.
Well, it's a solemn day. To lose one of the flying Valendas, it was truly a blow to the Puerto Rican people.
Right.
And it's a people I'm proud to say I know one of. To lose any Valenda would have been rough. But one of the flying Valendas, they were killing it. So I paid respect with my local Valendas, the sedentary Valendas. And they, you didn't know that. They have chapters all over. They got the gimpy Valendas, the mouth-breathing Valendas, the bipolar Valendas. Of all the Valendas I can think of, the flying Valendas were the only ones that were really killing it. So anyway, so I was hanging out with the sedentary Valendas, and we're sedentary. Right. In this premise, and so we just played the new gaming table 360. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that one.
It's unlike any other gaming table before.
Okay.
Not like the Massachusetts Bay Company ones, you know.
Uh-huh.
In the prompt, this is a revolutionary VR attachment to the Playbox 360. You can play any table game in virtual reality, which sounds boring until you realize how much cool stuff goes on tables. You can play cards, you can play dice, you can do frontier surgery, you can eat virtual foods, you can euthanize pets.
Okay.
You can tell your kids that you don't love their mother anymore. Fun fact, my dad did it while Alien versus Predator was on in the background. He didn't even lower the volume. And it's all in immersive VR. On the gaming table, there are so many simulations, you'll never not be distracted by the growing emptiness inside you. It's a great new technology. I got all the best table games. Frontier Surgery Tycoon, Spinecraft Truck Stop Chiropractor, Grand Theft Madefuck, Gay Thanksgiving. You know their slogan, right? The Game Table 360.
No.
It's better than real life. Not better than everyone's life, but definitely yours. The end.
Well, that sounds fun, Tyler. Thank you for letting us know how you celebrated. gay Thanksgiving. That sounds fun. Joey. How are you, Joey?
I'm okay.
This is his first time on the show. He's nervous. Joey, on this date, 1968, Linda Johnson is ordered off a San Francisco cable car for eating an ice cream cone. Also on this day, 1991, Pam Smart, high school teacher, found guilty in New Hampshire of manipulating her student lover to kill her husband. How did you celebrate these aforementioned events in tandem? Ice cream cone, getting kicked off.
Well, John, I decided to attempt a crime I myself have always wanted to commit, and that's hijacking an ice cream man's truck. Not because I was a kid and I hated that stupid fucking jingle that always ran down my street. Because I did, but because I always wanted my own ice cream truck as a kid. Because I knew that was the easiest way to get friends. After much reconsideration, I realized that not only the prison time for Grand Theft Auto I didn't want to deal with, but hijacking an ice cream truck, it would be like I would never stop for any of the kids if I hijacked an ice cream truck. And I didn't want to have to deal with that. I didn't want to have to deal with the prison time and like the other inmates being unsure about me and then having a nickname named Ice. I didn't want that life, though. I didn't need that kind of fucking heat.
Right.
I didn't want to be the ice cream truck hijacker. So instead, I decided to track down my one good friend's mom who I always wanted to fuck. Right behind the snack bar at the community pool I used to go to as a kid. And just thinking about those summers of watching her lick vanilla cones by the pool made living with the guilt of suffocating her husband to death by smashing his face into a barrel-sized container of ice cream in the snack bar walk-in freezer. It was almost as if she was the only one who had the ability to make me sweat out my own guilt.
Very good, Joey. That seemed real. Thank you very much, Joey. I feel like that would have been a story without the prompt, Joey. Thank you. Jesse Jones, yeah. On this date, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt makes wine and beer with up to a 3.2 alcohol percentage legal. Went up. Also on this very date, 1960, the first patent for lasers was granted to Arthur Schaulow and Charles Townes. How did you celebrate the aforementioned topics in tandem?
Well, it's no secret that alcohol consumption and creative thinking have long been scientifically linked. Originally cited in an 1892 study by physicist Kruger Bittenholm titled "Boozy Yum Yums Make My Think Brain Work More Goodly." So it's clearly no coincidence that less than 30 years after FDR's booze decision, we had fucking lasers! That is a one-to-one direct cause and effect. That is science. Ask any science book. They'll tell you. And so it was, with that fact in mind, that I set out to spend the day celebrating the awesome science-enhancing powers unlocked by a liberal sprinkling of tasty giggle juice. Experiment one. Robotics plus a fifth of scotch. Result. I built a robot named Fart Mouth and programmed it to fart into its own mouth. The construction and programming of the robot actually took very little time. The majority of the time spent on this project was me just laughing my ass off every time Fart Mouth farted into his own mouth. If I didn't have to be here right now, you could be damn sure I'd be there watching that still. Experiment two. Linguistics plus Jello shots. Bless you. Result. After consuming three large baking sheets full of Jello shots, I found that I was able to understand and communicate with my houseplants. And transcribed the entire ficus alphabet. Using brightly colored non-Newtonian shards, I was soon machine-gunning from my esophagus.
It's okay.
What's going on? No? Okay. Cool. Got your beverage? Was it Sprite? Oh, it's 7-Up. I wouldn't pay for that. Experiment three! Quantum physics plus wormwood absinthe. Result. I punched a hole through time, and then I punched me punching that hole and blew up the sun. I'll be publishing all these findings and so many more in my latest article titled, "I Fucking Love You, Man," appearing in respective scientific journals worldwide.
Very good. That was... This was Today Once, with a little chatter from the crowd sprinkled in.
That's all right.
We appreciate it. This next segment, thank you guys for clapping. It's called Pickup Lines. Gentlemen, please have written three pickup lines directed towards the following person. Tyler. Jesus. Okay. Please have written three pickup lines to Tommy Lahren's aborted baby. Tommy Lahren, is that her name? Tommy Lahren's aborted baby. How would you pick up?
First off, fuck you, but I mean, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Number one.
Number one. Damn, girl, you slippery.
Okay. Very good.
Huh? Number two.
Oh, yeah, we'll do your one. You do one, and then we'll have. Joey Stoltz, please, your first of three pickup lines. You're picking up Russia. How would you pick up Russia?
It would be a Vladimiracle if you'd take down my number.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. Nice. That deserved more. That deserved more, everybody. Everybody, that deserved more. Okay. Jesse Jones, please have written three pickup lines. Share only one of them at this time. You're picking up the Oroville Dam.
Damn, girl. I ain't no civil engineer. But I've been visually inspecting you from some distance, and your spillway looks fine to me.
Very good. Tyler, you're second of three to Tommy Lahren's aborted baby. Enjoy the nachos, everyone.
Are you an angel? Because I heard heaven needs one.
Joey, you're second of three, please.
I wish I had his.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let me Putin in your ya-ya, because I just want to make you go da-da. Okay.
It's pretty good. Jesse Jones, Orville, damn.
Damn, girl! That beaver of yours is working hard. And that's probably just because you lack sufficient funding for any more sophisticated maintenance and repair than that.
You know, Tyler.
Was your dad Jamaican? Because you're Jamaican, me wish you were viable. You made me.
I didn't make you. Me. All right. Let's hear another pun from Joey Stoltz with a Z.
I want to hammer you till you're sickle.
Very good. Very good. And Jesse Jones, bring us home with a pickup line towards the Oroville Dam.
Damn, girl! You know how I can tell you ain't a dyke? Because you run perpendicular through a body of water rather than parallel to it. And I want to put a lot more than a finger in you.
Okay. All right. Yes. That was really funny, guys. Pickup Lines. That was the name of that segment of the show. Which moves us to the next segment called the Top 5 Google Searches Of. Please provide the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of any one of the artists from your 90s mixtape compilation. So please, the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of one of the many artists from your 1990s mixtape compilation.
Yeah.
We'll do one at a time.
Has the crow count been completed?
I don't get that, but that's right. Go ahead, Joey. Yep.
I think I did this right. I just put that Bono would Google search Bono.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, technically my inspiration is from the late 80s.
Okay.
But I didn't really discover it until like high school, so mid-90s, so that okay. Still counts.
All right.
First one. Great destinations to go again on your own.
All right, Tyler Kenny. Second
It'll make
five.
More sense as we go along.
Number of crows, Tampa, Florida.
It's going to take me a minute.
I put Courtney Love would have Google searched how to get your husband to commit suicide. Oh.
True story.
Number two. What's the best way to get baby oil ass prints and ground in cocaine residue off the hood of a rented Jaguar XJ?
All right.
Again, it'll make
slow reveal. Sense. We got it. Third of five, Tyler Kenny.
Crow counting jobs, Tampa, Florida.
Joey Stoltz.
So Rex Manning from Empire Records. Is it herpes if it looks like? ...
Number three. What's Tawny Katane been up to for the last 30 years?
She was in the video for...
Okay. Yeah, you're putting it together.
Yep, it's happening slowly. Fourth.
White guy dreadlocks buyback program. Tampa, Florida.
Put Trent Reznor, how to rip off electronic music without ripping off electronic music.
I'm going to make some mad people.
Other good penis innuendo band names? Ivory Love Tusk? Milky Hose? Pasty Hump Dong? It's Whitesnake. We get that it's Whitesnake, right?
I didn't get that.
That's
okay.
All right.
Okay. And the fifth of five.
Tyler Spin Kenny. Doctors erotic fan fiction.
Very good.
Joe. Tom Waits fried chicken recipes.
Did that deserve a groan? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Why. Okay.
And last for Whitesnake, everybody. National State Fair entertainment application deadlines and fees.
Very White good. Snake. That was the top five Google searches from the perspective of any one of the artists on a 1990s mixtape compilation. Brings us to the next segment. Movie makeup. This is the next segment called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles we made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles. Tyler Kinney, the name of the movie that I gave you was Kale Babies. Kale Babies, what's that about?
The year is 2075. The world is grossly overpopulated. In a last-ditch effort to save the planet, world president... Oh, this is not going well.
That sip will help.
The year is 2075. The world is grossly overpopulated. In a last-ditch effort to save the planet, world president Cash Me Outside Girl legalizes the consumption and sale for consumption of human babies. Cut to fetus fajitas. In a savage yet delicious 25-year time span, the world acclimatizes. Nature returns. Civilization is prosperous once again. People live out their lives in self-sustaining pleasure pods. But there's one cultural artifact that the world can't shake. The eating of human babies. Cut to baby back ribs. The mounting tension between the eaters and the pussies threatens to tear the nation apart. Will humanity find a humane substitute for human baby meat? Spoiler alert, kale babies. Cut to toddler salad.
All right, very good, Tyler. Very good. Yes. Joey Stoltz. The name of your movie was called The Secret Life of Pee. The Secret Life of Pee.
I didn't know what to do with this one at all. I realized if my middle name was P, then my full name would be Joseph Pistols. So this one's going to be a country western about a sheriff with a shy bladder whose middle name is P, and everyone knows him as Sheriff Joseph P. Stoltz. And he's trailing the trails in search of a cure for a shy bladder so he can start fighting crime without wearing a cowboy diaper. Coming real soon, The Secret Life of P.
Very good, very good. You didn't have a lot written down, but you did well. Jesse Jones, the name of your movie, Bejeweled 2. Bejeweled 2.
I just saw Bejeweled. I didn't see a 2 on it.
You didn't see the 2?
No.
Bejeweled, then.
Just Bejeweled is all I've got. Though a sequel would work just as fine. It ain't fucking Bejeweled. See right there, that's the first lie that the makers of this film is trying to expose to the whole daggum world. How fancy mouth word trickery is subjugating humanity through double speak flim flammery hidden in plain sight so as to confuse us by the simplicity of the whole damn thing. These here clear thinking decryptographifiers is blowing the lid off the language conspiracy in this country, and they say no more. We ain't gonna be bejeweled. We ain't gonna be Jew-led. That's right. For too long, Big Dictionary has been in the ass pocket of specialized interesteds. Hiding these agendas in innocent sound and everyday American words. But these sumbitches ain't letting that shit slide no fucking more. Each and every damn one of these filmmakers is a high school dropout. They saw it early on past the public school trickery and the indoctrination that was going to be force-fed down their throats in their sophomore year. How they was going to be teaching them how to absorb like gay Asians. Sop homo-ry. Gay Asians. Absorb sop.
Absorb.
Like gay Asians. Homo-ry. Open your eyes. Sophomore. I know it's a difficult word, and there's a lot of letters in there that don't.
We could write it on. We could write it.
S-O-P. Homo. H-O-M-O. R-E. See, homo is hidden in sophomore. That's what. Ah, it doesn't matter. Hell, man. It's easy to see who's what in this world, too. And you know, these fellas by their limp. Because in order to show their solidarity and commitment to the cause, each new member of the group willingly subjugates themselves to a painful ritual where they go on and get their thigh bones fractured. thus, ritualistically, breaking the femme you are. A lot of stretching in this goddamn thing.
Sorry.
So open your eyes. Unwash your mind. Be Jew-led. Rated some bullshit, probably. Watch it and have your mind's balls blown away.
Very good. Oh, sweet context. There we go.
So dumb.
If you go to our website, stab4gold.com, stab4gold.com, we'll have a full explanation of this show. If you need this next segment, is our final segment of the first show called, oh, thank you very much. There are two shows. Don't fucking leave, please. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. Department of Tourism. Congrats, everyone. If you've been hired as the new tourism director of the following places, please make us want to go there. Tyler Kenny. The name of your town is called Doo-Wop-Obama. Joey Stoltz. The name of your city is All-Alonia. And Jesse Jones, the name of your city is Hollandaisia. We're going to start with Tyler Kenny. Doo-Wop-Obama. Make us want to come. There.
Hey, white males over 60. Letting loose with your shorts and socks. Doo-Wop-Obama. Hey, elderly women with hair like helmets. Doo-Wop-Obama. Bow ties and hats. Doo-Wop-Obama. Dip, 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 dip. Varicose veins. The population of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 401k. Cultural appropriation. Doo-Wop-Obama. Dip, 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 dip. Bow ties and hats.
All right, thank you. Very good. Let's go there. Yeah. You're there, Joey Stoltz. All Alonia.
So this started out as a tour guide, but then it started to digress into my old studio apartment when I lived by myself.
Okay. All right.
So good to know. 800 square feet. It's pretty snug. There's no central heating and air, so whatever temperature it is outside, it is inside. And if you open the windows, you'll see a nice curvy block of concrete, which is the freeway, which makes it amazing to live during the summertime. There's also only one door because it's a combination bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, all in one entire room. And if you look closer in the nightstand, this is where it becomes my studio apartment. There's a carton of Marlboro Reds and then a 90-day supply of Adderall and two different kinds of Astroglide, one organic. One organic and one non-organic. The non-organic, just when you don't feel like taking a shower afterwards.
I don't know.
Because it burns. An untraceable torrent download engine downloading all your free stolen entertainment at lightning speeds. This is solitude at its finest, people. And you can live like Sean Connery in Finding Forrester and never have to leave your apartment ever again. All alone.
Very good. Joey Stoltz. Strong performance. I think he might win the competition tonight. Very good. Jesse Jones, bring us home with the land of Hollandaisia.
Greetings, adventurous traveler, and welcome to the rich golden shores of Hollandaisia. Do you have a taste for the exotic? Well then, welcome. Welcome, my friend, to Hollandaisia. Are you perhaps a fan of poaching? Then you are in luck. Any animal you see, you may destroy. And in any number your heart desires. And then why not stand triumphant over your fresh poached kill and drizzle it in your own thick, frothy cream? And fear not, you will find no judgment here. Only the satisfaction of the fulfillment of your darkest, most deviant fantasies here in Hollandaisia. While in Hollandaisia, why not visit Mount Benedict? Or Lake Benedict? Perhaps Fort Benedict, where General Benedict led the 4th Mounted Benedictieres at the Battle of Benedict. Or perhaps visit the Benedict Library at the corner of English Muffin Boulevard and Ham Parkway. Hollandaisia! Come for the brunch. Stay for the brunch.
Very good. That was Stab, the first show. Please, one more time, Tyler Kinney. Joey Stoltz. And Jesse Jones. Very good. If you guys like to hear more Stabs, please go to one of our many online outlets. Go to iTunes, download it now. Get out your phones, subscribe to our show, please. You can go to SoundCloud, Stitcher. We're all over the place. We have some clips on YouTube. Or you can go to our website, Stab for Gold, Stab, the number 4, gold.com. We'll be right back with the next show. Thank you.